This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And
I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
So what we need to do is we need to get things going. We need to get percolating a little bit. Anybody have any ideas what we could do? Any suggestions?
COVID complications and the Supreme Court blocking his vaccine mandate, inflation and international turmoil, just to name a few.
These are all terrible ideas.
We are doing it. We are doing it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The country is frustrated. His party is frustrated. We're 2 weeks into a midterm election year, a few days away from his one-year anniversary of inauguration, and it is black. It is very dark for him right now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Is there anything Donald Trump can't do? Now he's gotten the Democrat state's attorney in Baltimore indicted. She's from Boston.
Everybody's and always blaming me for everything.
I thought the Democrats were running the Justice Department. I thought the U.S. attorney in Baltimore was a Democrat. But Donald Trump got her indicted. Just like that. All it took was one phone call. And she was gone. The man has such power. We'll get to all this in just a moment. But the first thing I wanted to just point out is just the nastiness of all these people. The most recent example is today in Joe Biden last week called Charleston, and then he called it Charlotte, Virginia, and then it's actually Charlottesville, Virginia, the home of the University of Virginia. So tomorrow, as you probably know, the Klansman is leaving office as governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. He's taken his blackface shoe polish and his Klan hood, and probably his lighter that he uses for his cross burnings. He's leaving. There's a new governor coming in, a Republican, Glenn Youngkin. And Youngkin has announced already that, they're not going to be any more statewide mask mandates and vaccine mandates. If a city or county wants to put one in, he's okay with that because, you know, local control. That's the way it should be. But no more state mandates. And that would, I think it would include the University of Virginia. So the University of Virginia, being woke as it is, as it undoubtedly is, had decided that they were going to have a booster mandate. If you want to come back for the spring semester, you had to get a booster shot, a third shot. You had until February 1st to get the shot. Okay? You following me here? February 1st to get the shot. Then Youngkin announced, we're not going to be any more vaccine mandates after I get into office, which is January 15th, tomorrow. Guess what the University of Virginia did this week? They announced that if you want to come back for the spring semester, you have to provide proof that you've had a booster shot by this afternoon. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? Here's a news from UVA. University modifies vaccine booster deadline in response to Omicron. I could have sworn they were modifying it in response to their favorite Klan governor being booted out of office by term limits, and he probably couldn't have been reelected anyway. The executive leadership team said UVA has moved the deadline for academic division students, faculty, and staff to show confirmation that they have received a vaccine booster from February 1st to January 14th. Moving the booster deadline is an alternative to delaying the in-person semester until the current Omicron-driven rise in cases subsides, which it already is in most places now, including Boston, including New York, UK, South Africa, where it started, it's going down. Okay, just as predicted, it's going down. But they but the people at UVA, they have a chance to force people to force the students, the faculty, the staff to get a booster shot, which probably isn't all that effective. That's what all the evidence seems to indicate, and it might be dangerous. But you know, the Democrats don't care. They don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. And anything that's anything that's not mandatory is prohibited. So that's it. I mean, this is just an example. And you know, it's not going to, the thing is, it's not going to stop any of these students who aren't going to get the booster from, you know, going back to school for the spring semester. It's just going to make it hard for them. They're just going to have to jump through a few hoops. We'll show those deplorables. They don't want to take the test. Dr. Fauci says you need the test. You're going to take the test, you punk kids. God. 844-500-4242. What would Thomas Jefferson think? He's the one who started the University of Virginia. I don't think he'd be impressed with the way they're behaving. Why do they want to dump on somebody for no reason? You know, it's you want to put somebody in prison for committing a terrible crime or stealing money or whatever, and you know, or penalize somebody for just acting like a total ass. But these students and faculty and staff are minding their own business, and they just want to screw them, and it's just make it a little tougher for them. Give them a little tickle. On behalf of the Klan governor of Virginia. All right. 844-500-4242. 4242. Yeah. That'll be Youngkin's first executive order. Yeah, he's already said. He's already said, once I get in office, there's not going to be any more statewide mandates for this kind of thing. And, you know, so everybody in Northern Virginia, all these counties, you know, that let the little boy go to school and he rapes the girls in the ladies' room, and then they don't even send him to jail. All these counties, you know, where all the government workers, the Peter Strucks and the Lisa Pages live and make $200,000 a year working for the feds or from some nonprofit or National Panhandler Radio. These counties are all going crazy. But, you know, it's up to the counties and it's up to the local municipalities. But the University of Virginia, the statewide college, is not a local entity. It's run by the state. 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to today with Marilyn Mosby. I'm so happy that she's been indicted, and she's such a clown. And she's and Kamala Harris is a big fan of hers. Marilyn Mosby is a Boston native. You may not be surprised to learn that she's a Metco student. She went to Dover Sherburn. And then she went to Tuskegee Institute for college, and she came back and went to Boston College Law School. She's married to the president of the Boston City Council, makes $254,000 a year, and she dipped into her retirement account to buy not one but two properties, vacation properties in Florida, two. And you know, the thing is, it's not, you know, I'm getting my own money. If you have ever cashed out a 401k or, you know, before you get to a certain the right age, you have to pay not only the income taxes, but you have to pay a penalty too. That's what she was doing. But she's saying she's using the CARES. It was another scam. There's so many scams. I didn't know about this scam until today, until I read the indictment. But this is another scam. It's not payroll protection or getting money for your corporation going. This is for your own retirement account. If you can prove you've had a hardship because of COVID, you can cash out money. You can take money out of your account, and you don't have to pay the penalties. You know, you get it's free money basically. And she grabbed it, even though she didn't lose a dime. And now she's a victim because you know who got her. You know who got her. Cut 16.
Because of my commitment to racial justice, I've had to contend with powerful institutions that have come after me by any means necessary. Donald Trump called for me to be prosecuted several years ago, and I fought back against his administration. I fought back against the governor who plays politics and doesn't like my policies. I fought back against the consistent harassment of the Fraternal Order of Police. I fought back against the right-wing media that trades on misinformation and scaremongering. I fought back against the same U.S. Attorney's Office that is charging me now when they warned me not to charge the police in the Freddie Gray case.
I wonder why they told her not to charge police in the Freddie Gray case. How many of those six cops were actually convicted? Marilyn. Zero! Zero! They never should have been indicted in the first place. That's why they told you not to indict them. That happened in 2015, didn't it? Who was the president? Was Donald Trump the president then? Apparently Donald Trump told her not to, you know, even though when he wasn't president, he ordered her not to indict the cops who were not guilty to begin with. And now he's not president again, and he just got her indicted. He ordered the Democrat U.S. attorney and the U.S. Justice Department, controlled by Merrick Garland, to sign off on her indictment. Wow. Again, is there anything Donald Trump can't do? 844-500-4242. Yeah, you don't need any reason to cash out a 401k. You don't need, no, but you have to pay a penalty. If you're under 59 and a half, you have to pay the income taxes, and then you have to pay a penalty. I think it's a 10% penalty. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan. But the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. That is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver, and now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, @HowieCarrShow. You won't regret it.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts as well by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. So today I wanted to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have had a terrible week, and they've really said some really dumb things recently. I mean, even by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden standards. And first, before we set up the poll question, I just want to play some of their one of their cuts for Joe Biden. Let's go to the bold told.
They were bold. They were told. It would be hard, but they were stayed bold. They'd be too many obstacles, they were told. But because of the nature of the disease, there wouldn't be enough time, they were told, I suspect.
Okay. Remember that. Now, this is Kamala Harris in an interview with the Today Show on NBC a couple of days ago. Cut four.
Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
You don't say. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's more on the ball, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
I'm going to say Joe Biden.
42% say Joe Biden.
I know this is going to be a tough one. This could go back and forth all afternoon, I think, as you think about it. Maybe we'll give you a new cut of each of them every hour, just so you can think about it some more. 844-500-4242. 413 says, sounds like Biden is trying to be Dr. Seuss on that first clip. You know, several people have said that he sounds like Dr. Seuss. I thought of it, he's like some kind of Irish poet who's, you know, been on a month-long bender and taking meth as well, and maybe LSD. He's poetic. It's a poetic sound cut. I don't know what the poem is about. But it's free verse, I guess you'd call it. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Listen, something doesn't add up with this home that Mosley was going to buy out on Longbow Key.
Yeah.
I lived there in the 70s and 80s, so we got a lot of people down there I know.
Yeah.
A single-family home down there last year, single-family home, sold for $10.5 million. So yeah. Where was she going to come up with the money for both these joints? It makes no sense.
I don't know. I know a guy down here, and I was talking to him this morning. He's a driver, and he had to actually make a delivery to her house last year, last May. Do you know what she ordered? A snickerdoodle cookie. One snickerdoodle cookie.
A singular cookie?
A singular cookie.
Who orders a singular cookie? Even you wouldn't order a singular cookie if you're getting
no.
it delivered.
No, I wouldn't. It's absurd. It cost the delivery itself cost $20, and it was delivered to a the house is like on stilts. And the guy said he was looking at the mortgage thing, you know, that she had a mortgage for $428,000. It seemed ridiculous. I mean, that's the second home that she's got. The other one is in Kissimmee. And so she's got two places in she's only like, I don't think she's even 40 years old, and she's got these two vacation homes plus the place in Baltimore, you know. And I agree, Mike. This is the first shoe. There's gonna be more shoes dropping here, you know. I think the key phrase to remember here is superseding indictment. 615 Harris sounds like Chauncey Gardner. Yeah. That was pointed out today in powerlineblog.com that she does. Yeah. In a garden, there's a time for everything. A time to get to dig up the radishes. You know. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-781 Snickerdoodle, how pedestrian. That thought occurred to me as well. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Thanks for the call. I just had two quick comments. The first is there's a piece of this mandate story that I don't think a lot of people are discussing, which is I believe they knew that this would not pass through the courts. I mean, you're talking about one of the most egregious, and what I told your call screener there was, if you recall what they did with the eviction moratorium,
yeah,
you know, they extended it anyways, knowing that it wouldn't pass through the courts, but they understood that it would take, you know, 3, 4, 5 months to So, right. I mean, you're talking about, given the experimental nature of these vaccines, in my
opinion. I know, Kevin. And then when, as you pointed out, it got booted out by the Supreme Court, they immediately have a press release ready to go, and they say, it got booted out, but the private employers can still impose these horrible mandates on their workers. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're just talking about apparently Marilyn Mosby and her family. They are not the only ones that, order one cookie or something like that. I'm getting a text now. I'm a UPS driver in Canton. I delivered a sourdough bagel with lox sandwich from California shipped overnight.
That's somebody who had a real hankering for something, and that's
wait,
worth it.
I need.
Are you kidding me? You can't get lox in somewhere in Boston, in Brookline, Newton, somewhere.
With the supply chain crisis, who knows who can get it? Wait, can you guys back
How about
this
New
up?
York? Isn't it quicker to get it from New York than California?
Maybe, was this during the cream cheese shortage?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, he said lox. He didn't mention anything about cream cheese.
You know what's interesting? Wait, can I just take a side note here? Speaking of bagels, I get these emails from random websites. You know, they're always pitching a guest. And one of them the other day was like the 10 best cities to get a bagel in. And then what I found way more interesting was they had the 10 worst cities. And you know what number one was, Howie?
What?
In the nation.
Tell me.
Worcester.
Worcester?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, what's so bad about their bagels that they rank number one?
Where did Boston rank?
I think we were like top five.
Well, so we're all you do is New York, so you're telling me that they don't ship a few Boston bagels from number five out to number 9 million in Worcester? I mean, what's the difference?
I could have cared less about the top 10, but I was so intrigued by the bottom 10. I'm like, what did you guys do?
The guy who told me this said he also had to make a recent delivery of hamburger buns, a package of hamburger buns. And the mailroom manager knows somebody who orders every day, calls up a Uber Eats or whatever, or Lyft, whatever, and gets a Starbucks coffee rather than make her own coffee, or rather than just drive to Dunkin'. Has to get, I mean, how much is that? That's like $30 for a cup of coffee.
I probably told this story on the air before, but I used to be a camp counselor, and they had this little grill in the camp, like where it was an athletic club, so the people could go out there and get food. And there was one girl whose parents would buy her every single day a peanut butter sandwich from the grill, which cost like $8. And she'd take two bites of it every day and not eat it. But I thought to myself, these people could have saved hundreds of dollars if they just bought a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter. But they'd rather buy it. But my question, to go back to the main point here, is what is the cookie situation? Because I was on a different computer, so I didn't hear this. Why are we talking about a single cookie?
Because there's a guy down here who saw me talking about this and saw me what I was getting all this information about Marilyn Mosby, and he said I'm a driver over in that part of the state, and last May I got a call to deliver a single snickerdoodle cookie to Long Beach Key, and it was Marilyn Mosby's house, and a little kid answered the door.
A single snickerdoodle?
Yeah.
I've never been a snickerdoodle girl.
I think this guy should be called as a witness for the prosecution.
I agree. There's more to that story. I
mean, how much money has she got?
Yeah, that is when you have money to burn. When you really don't think you're going to spend it all in your lifetime, you're like, you know what? Let's just find a snickerdoodle across the country. That's
bizarre.
Like,
remember when there were stories when Elvis in his last days, one time he had his private airplane go to Denver. Because he liked to get the bacon, peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, they're delicious, yeah.
In Denver. So they flew from Memphis to Denver to get these sandwiches. I mean, but I'd say Snickerdoodles is right up there in that same sort of league, you know? It's just as, not quite as crazy, but in the same
I've always found Snickerdoodles to be a little blah, to be honest. They're fine, you know, but I don't find them. I'd much rather a chocolate chip.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd prefer to have some ice cream, gelato.
You're not, yeah, you wouldn't say no to a snickerdoodle, though.
A $30 snickerdoodle, I would never order one, no.
All right, it's time for Grace's News. No more cookie talk. This is an interesting story. Biden is holding his first press conference in months. So this is my theory. Biden held one traditional press conference last year, as far as I can remember, in the White House, you know, press briefing room. I think there was only one. And so now this is his second. So maybe he feels like, all right, I'll do one a year. If I have to do one, I'll get it over with in January.
Is Peter Ducey on vacation next week?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to have to do some rearranging of the seats. You know how they do that? Oh, we have to bring it down to 12 people due to Omicron. Sorry, Peter, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah, you were number 14.
Yeah, this is also telling that they're going to cart him out to do one of these again. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure he'll have his list.
I think he's got a needle in his arm right now. They've already started the IVs, getting him prepared.
Howie, if you had to bet, do you think the first person he'll take a question from will be ABC Mary or AP Zeke Miller?
Or how about CBS Yamiche?
Yamiche. I'm going to say Zeke.
Her name is.
I'm going to say Zeke. He always goes for Zeke first. I don't know what Zeke is doing, but Zeke always gets the first question. I always say
Zeke
that
has the best. He has the best pom poms that he holds.
Yeah, he has the best softballs.
Give me a B. Give me an I.
Well, how
give me a D, Mr. President?
What's the story you always tell about someone who said, "If I'm not on the enemy's list, I'm not doing my job."
Yeah, that was George Frazier, the Boston Globe columnist. He ended up on Nixon's enemies list, and he said, if I hadn't made the enemies list, I wouldn't have been able to walk in public. He said, I wouldn't be able to show my face.
Well, I consider this the opposite. If you make Joe Biden's little postcard list that he brings out with him, that is a telltale sign that you are doing something wrong as a journalist. If he's willing to take a question from you, then that is bad.
Yeah, H.L. Mencken used to say, if you're a newspaper man and more than a handful of people come to your funeral, you weren't a very good newspaper man. But those were the good old days, you know, when there were real newspapers and there were real reporters. There aren't any more of those either.
I would agree. Howie, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is saying Roberts and Kavanaugh lacked backbone in ruling on vaccine mandate for healthcare workers.
Agreed. I think we all agree on that, don't we?
Yeah, it's just interesting because when something like this happens, you typically take the good news and you just move on with it. But I do think it's worth noting that Kavanaugh has been a pretty big disappointment thus far. There's still time. There's still time for him to turn it around, but it's interesting how you put these people on the
right
court.
They did the right thing for 84 million Americans, I guess. And some guy just texted me from Maine and said his company has 500 people and the management is happy because they're not going to, you know, it would have been a real bleep show because they were going to lose a lot of people. And I think, you know, I'm glad 84 million people got taken care of. But what about the 10 million people that didn't, you know? I mean, this is the compromise is the 10 million people get forced. I mean, that's just not right.
You know what else, Howie? There's some people who have already been forced because they just assumed that this was inevitable.
A done deal. Yeah.
And the way a lot of people were framing it, like a lot of companies were saying, oh, our hands are tied, as if it's already been, you know, as if it's law or something. And it's not just a...
That was what the caller was making the point of, that he was saying that he thought that they knew that they were going to lose in court, but they were just trying to, you know, put pressure on the companies to put pressure on their people. And I think he was right.
That's absolutely correct. They were trying to make it seem like this unconstitutional
fait accompli
mandate was bound to happen. Just give it time. But my question is, for the people who were forced to do it before this, do they have a case now to say, listen, this was never legal? Probably not.
Well, I mean, but it's too late. I mean, they've been injected with it. You know, there was a column in the Wall Street Journal today saying conservatives should not be supporting the right of workers to fire for forced vaccinations because it's a frivolous lawsuit. Why is it a frivolous lawsuit? Any more than it's a lot less frivolous, I think, than most civil complaints that are brought into court.
Oh, I would totally agree. By the way, did you see the New Republic, Howie? I read this today on my show, but it's pretty funny. They tweeted out an article and they wrote, "The real Supreme Court ruling appears to be this. the Biden administration can only try new solutions to new problems if it runs them through a gerrymandered House and a filibuster-friendly Senate first. And everyone was responding, congratulations, you understand how things work. That is amazing. Good for you.
Oh, someone's giving me an update on the bagel sandwich. The bagel sandwich was pre-COVID. Supposedly, she couldn't get sourdough bagels around here. That's bull. You can get sourdough bagels anywhere.
What's your bagel of choice, Howie? You're not a big bagel guy, but
no. My favorite bagel of choice is whatever's in the cafeteria.
So your favorite bagel is a free bagel, is what you're saying?
A free bagel, yeah. And you know what, Grace, if there's no cream cheese to put on it, I'm not even eating the free bagel.
I've been without cream cheese before due to this shortage, and I've just eaten the bagel plain.
Bagel back better.
But maybe I'm nuts. Grace's News is brought to you
by... It kind of rides heavy in your stomach.
It does.
In my experience.
Yeah, as my mom would say, it sits like... You feel like a lead balloon afterwards.
When I was younger, I used to eat a whole bagel. Then I went down to a half of a bagel. Now I eat a half of a half of a bagel, if there's cream cheese. Other than that, no.
You're a delicate flower, Howie. We understand.
Well, I have had most of my stomach removed.
Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. For mid-sized trucks and SUVs, there's the Fisher HS Snowplow. Tux Trucks also has Fisher Plows for UTVs, tractors, and skid steers. Tux Trucks GMC and Fisher Plows. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. Howie, a disappointing jobs report won't slow interest rate hikes, experts say. These experts, man.
Disappointing.
Experts were disappointed by the unemployment numbers in December, which were lower than
expected.
At this point, I think 90% of the job of these people in the mainstream media is to pretend to be surprised. It really is like an acting gig at this point. Pretend to be shocked by all of this news. Who could have ever seen this coming?
Yeah, I noticed, though, that some of them, I mean, a lot of people have been having fun with the U word, unexpected. So sometimes now I see not expected, like we can't figure out that
or
not
lower,
expected is the same as unexpected.
Or lower than expected.
Right.
You know, or came below expectations. Sometimes they put expectations in there. By the way, Howie, I want to point out.
Great expectations. A classic by Charles Dickens.
Every time you say the U word, you know what word I think you're going to use? Because it's another popular word with Democrats.
Unfortunately?
No.
What's that?
Urged.
Urged, yes.
Everyone's being urged to run.
Hillary Clinton is being urged to run. By the way, that's one thing. We got to take a break. We got a break here shortly. But did you see that the Politico playbook said that one of the reasons why Hillary thinks that maybe she's got a shot? Did you see this?
No, why? Do tell.
Because they think that the Clintons are getting more popular, that the people have forgotten things. Do you know what they're basing this on?
What?
The Lewinsky miniseries.
Oh, the American Horror Story? Yeah.
Yeah, got really horrible ratings. And so they think, well, so they don't care about us anymore.
I actually heard that miniseries was phenomenal, and it was not.
But nobody wanted to see it because, you know, it just brought back bad memories and headaches of the past.
Yeah.
And so the Clintons think that's a positive.
Well, if people want to read a real story about Hillary Clinton's prospects in 2024, I would urge them to go to the Daily Mail and check out my column, and you might be unexpectedly surprised.
Okay, that was a good column, by the way.
Thank
Grace.
You, Howie.
I enjoyed it.
I know you
okay.
like it because it links to the website.
Yeah, that's what I called her up last night, and I said, wow, Grace, it links to the website. Someone in the Virgin Islands is going to read that and buy a cheap bastard deal to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, or maybe a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Yeah.
Howie, I'll be back in a little bit for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Biden inflation is here, and that means your heating bills are already skyrocketing. I'm holding it up now, a good way to fight the Biden inflation. It's an Eden Pure Mighty Mini heater, and it's you need one more than ever. This powerful heater puts out 78% more than big box heaters, seven times its size, and look at how compact it is and how light it is.
It's a great little heater. It's very efficient, works no matter where you put it. Heats up the coldest of rooms, and it's great if you just want to shut your bedroom door at night and keep that going. Shut the rest of the house down if it's not too cold. It's not going to freeze the pipes. Then do that because it's very efficient.
Yeah, it's getting a little cool here in South Florida, so I'll probably be taking this home tonight from the studio just because it's so great. When I say powerful, I mean it will heat up to 1,000 square feet. The Mighty Mini weighs only 4 pounds and is great for your home, office, dorm room, or bedroom. Because there are no exposed heating elements, the Mighty Mini heater is safe around pets and children. With this powerful heater, you can lower the heat in your house at night but stay toasty warm in your bedroom. Fight back against Biden's spiraling inflation saga and order your Eden Pure Mighty Mini heater today at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word Howie10 and you'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie10. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
So Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, a graduate of a native of Dorchester, Massachusetts, and a graduate of Dover Sherman in the METCO program, and then Tuskegee Institute in Alabama and BC Law School, Boston College Law School, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of perjury related to a COVID-19 financial hardship withdrawal and a false statement on a loan application. She submitted 457B corona-related distribution requests for one-time withdrawals of $40,000 and $50,000 from the City of Baltimore's deferred compensation plans. And she falsely certified that she met at least one of the qualifications because she experienced adverse financial conditions, consequences stemming from the coronavirus as a result of being quarantined, furloughed, or laid off, or having reduced work hours, or being unable to work due to lack of childcare, or the closing or reduction of businesses of hours of a business I own or operate. I mean, two of the last three mayors, I think, of Baltimore have gone to prison. One of those mayors was a former president of the Maryland State Senate. And going back, you have Spiro Agnew, who was the governor of Maryland and the vice president of the United States. He pleaded guilty to stealing money. I mean, what is she thinking of? What was she thinking of? I think she was thinking she was a hero and that nobody would go after her because she had tried to prosecute these police officers in Baltimore. This crazy drug dealer, Freddie Gray, he was in a paddy wagon, if you can still use that word. And he started jumping up and down, and he hurt himself, and he died. And he'd done this before, but she decided to indict these six police officers who were just minding their own business, trying to take a drug dealer into the jail. And she prosecuted them, and the cases were absurd. They were preposterous. I don't think she only tried one or two cases, and then the jury just laughed them out. And so she dropped all the charges against them, but she thinks she's a social justice warrior. And she says President Trump wanted to get rid of her. I think that case happened before he even became president. But so this is Marilyn Mosby saying she's innocent. Cut 15.
I also need citizens who I am blessed to serve to know that I am innocent of the charges that have been levied against me, and I intend to fight with every ounce of energy within my being to prove my innocence and to clear my name.
And the fact that the feds win 99% of their indictments, get convictions, that has nothing to do with it. Cut 17 very quickly.
I'm so disappointed, but unfortunately not shocked, that my family and I find ourselves in this position.
She's had a target on her back since Freddie Gray. How about the cops that you improperly indicted? Did they have a target on their back, Marilyn? I'm Howie Carr.